This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. New U.S. rules require work activities for Medicaid recipients. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakhadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. The Trump administration has finalized regulations requiring millions of Americans receiving Medicaid to demonstrate work activities or face coverage loss, according to final rules released by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS. The policy affects non-disabled adults aged 19 to 64 without dependent children enrolled in state Medicaid expansion programs. Key takeaways: final federal rules allow states to implement Medicaid work requirements for able-bodied adults. Recipients must work or complete approved activities for minimum 20 hours weekly. Exemptions include pregnant women, caregivers, and those with mental health conditions. 20 hours, minimum weekly work requirement for Medicaid recipients under new federal rules. Work requirement implementation timeline. States must phase in requirements over multiple years: year one, limited implementation; year two, expanded coverage; year three, full requirements. Source: Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, 2025. Georgian Medical Journal News. Federal framework establishes state flexibility. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services final rules provide states with guidance on implementing work requirements while maintaining federal oversight. States must submit waiver applications demonstrating how the requirements advance Medicaid's core mission of providing health care coverage to vulnerable populations. According to the final regulations, qualifying work activities include traditional employment, job training programs, education, community service, and caregiving responsibilities. States retain discretion in defining specific parameters within federal guidelines, creating potential variation in implementation across jurisdictions. For comprehensive analysis of similar healthcare policy developments, see our coverage of health policy reforms affecting vulnerable populations. Exemption categories protect vulnerable groups. The final rules establish broad exemption categories based on medical, social, and economic factors. Pregnant women, primary caregivers of children under 6, and individuals receiving disability benefits automatically qualify for exemptions under federal guidelines. Mental health conditions, substance use disorders, and domestic violence situations also trigger exemption eligibility, according to federal guidance issued alongside the final rules. States must establish streamlined processes for exemption applications and appeals to ensure eligible individuals maintain coverage. Consumer advocacy organizations have raised concerns about administrative burden and potential coverage gaps during transition periods. The Kaiser Family Foundation notes that complex verification requirements may create barriers for eligible recipients seeking exemptions. Implementation challenges and state responses. State Medicaid agencies face significant administrative challenges in implementing work verification systems, according to health policy analysts. The Medicaid and CHIP Payment and Access Commission has documented technical and operational hurdles in previous state pilot programs. Federal rules require states to establish comprehensive tracking systems for work activities, exemption processing, and coverage transitions. These systems must integrate with existing Medicaid enrollment platforms while maintaining privacy protections and data security standards mandated by federal healthcare regulations. Several state governments have indicated plans to pursue work requirement waivers, while others have expressed concerns about implementation costs and administrative complexity. The National Governors Association continues monitoring federal guidance for state-specific implementation strategies. States implementing work requirements must demonstrate how these policies advance Medicaid's fundamental purpose of providing health care coverage to vulnerable populations. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Final Rules, 2025. What this means for patients. Medicaid recipients should understand work requirements and available exemptions to maintain healthcare coverage. For clinicians, healthcare providers may need to assist patients with exemption documentation for medical conditions. For policymakers, state officials must balance federal compliance with protecting vulnerable populations from coverage loss. Frequently asked questions: who is exempt from Medicaid work requirements? Exemptions include pregnant women, caregivers of children under 6, individuals with disabilities, those receiving disability benefits, and people with mental health or substance use conditions. States must establish clear exemption processes. What activities count toward work requirements? Qualifying activities include employment, job training, education, community service, and caregiving responsibilities. States define specific parameters within federal guidelines for minimum 20 hours weekly participation. When do these requirements take effect? Implementation timing varies by state based on waiver approval processes. States must submit detailed implementation plans to CMS and establish phased rollout schedules to ensure adequate administrative capacity. The long-term impact of Medicaid work requirements will depend significantly on state implementation approaches and federal oversight mechanisms. Early monitoring data will be crucial for assessing policy effectiveness and identifying necessary adjustments to protect vulnerable populations while achieving stated program goals. Source: Final rules for Medicaid work requirements are out. Here's what you need to know.